We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello,
eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
We love these cameras, don't we?
We love these cameras.
We love Indiana.
You're on one right now.
I hate them.
Skiri doesn't like the camera.
Oh no, it makes me look like fucking 40 pounds. Even she said it. She goes, Skiri, you lost all this weight, and unfortunately, it's not paying off on the camera.
I did say that to Skiri.
You look great.
Well, this camera.
There you
this
look
one,
nice.
But no, that one is the devil.
He's still look. He's still not as heavy on that. Look at him here, and then look at him there.
You
it is
good.
A difference.
You look good right there.
Hey, Deanna, get a shot of both Skiri and the monitor at the same time. I think you can. If you back up, what?
Can we start?
And look, doesn't he look?
Yeah,
he looks very skinny.
Okay.
Yeah, until you zoom in on my fat face.
Well, then, you don't have a fat face.
I think. Deanna, by the way, doing the best job. We love you, Deanna.
Yeah. No, that camera's the devil. That one right there.
By the way, yes, we have started.
Okay.
It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Nate is here.
Hello.
By the way, voted worst member of the show today.
Okay, can we talk about that?
We will. And here's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Garrett.
Yes.
Who did a great job calling the game at the Super Bowl last night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And there's Scary, Skinny Skiri. And there's Gandhi.
Scary.
And in the other room is Scotty Bay.
Scotty!
All
right, can we call
about?
Him Skinny Skiri from now on? I love that.
No, that's for next month.
Not yet.
So
enjoy it while it lasts, Skiri.
So why are you all bent out of shape?
Okay, the contestant, I mean, sweet person.
Oh, we had a contest.
Salt of the earth.
We had a contest.
On the show.
Salt
of the earth, sweet woman. She just didn't do that well on the contest. She got, what, half right? Barely?
She didn't know Prince.
She didn't know Prince.
And she thought Christina Aguilera was Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Okay, there's that.
Mistakes. And then, so I didn't want to give her anything cash-wise, which I had, you know, money. I wanted to give her a T-shirt, which more than she probably, you know, earned.
Oh.
Right?
Damn.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why are
Damn.
We rewarding people that don't do well?
Yeah. I'll tell you why we awarded her. Because you were so fucking mean to her. You were. Had you been polite and said, oh, God, I wish you would have done better. We're going to send you an Elvis Duran shirt. Thanks for listening. You tore into her.
You did.
You
did.
If you did better than that, I was going to give you something.
Yes.
But you didn't.
Well,
so
yes.
You're going to give me a shirt.
I was going to give you money if you did better. But
well,
you didn't.
Then you belittled our shirt. So I said, well, I was going to give you a stupid shirt.
Not listen.
That's
not,
exactly what he
yeah,
did.
You're right. But not to, you know, side with an asshole. But I agree with you. Unfortunately, no, but maybe the way you could have come across as
exactly.
Saying,
Had you been polite, yeah, I would have agreed with you. But I do. I had to make up for the fact that you were being an asshole. Say,
Elvis, he's siding with Nate.
I could still have the same opinion, but I don't have to be vocal about it.
I gotta say, I agreed with Nate, too. I wouldn't have been so mean to the lady. Okay.
Right. Again, can I just say, for the record, I didn't say I disagreed with him. I disagreed with the way he treated me.
Okay. I lost my filter. I may have been a dick.
You were a shithead.
I apologize
for
that.
You're a pile of shithead.
You had a stroke. You had a stroke, right?
Yeah, I had two strokes. But I apologize for being a dick. But that doesn't, negate the fact that we shouldn't be rewarding people that don't do well.
Here's the thing. You sound like, now, this is what my husband says is wrong with a lot of things. Like, kids get participation trophies.
You
You go to a carnival, and even if you don't win the carnival game, they still give you a prize. Yeah. And he says, that's not teaching the right
thing. Is it true everyone gets to run life? Everyone gets to run the bases now with the kids, you know, when they play ball? Nobody can strike. There's no strikeouts?
When they're little. Yeah, when they're little,
maybe.
No, screw that. Right down the middle. You're out.
No one's listening to my point of view.
No.
It's the same as if a little kid gets up there and misspells a word on the spelling bee.
Yes.
You don't look at the kid and go, you stupid little idiot.
Oh, that's what,
you know what?
Indian parents definitely do.
He's not an Indian parent. We need to treat our listeners.
Okay.
She was a very polite person. Yeah, she was nice to us.
Right,
I'll give you a list of asshole listeners that you should be mean to. She's not one of them.
So how do you feel about participation awards and everybody gets to do this and that culture?
I totally don't think they should be rewarded.
Okay.
But we shouldn't be yelling at them, making them feel like shit.
Right.
Agreed. Okay. All
happy
right.
Duly
noted. I won't be as big as a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Okay. I won't be a dick, period.
Make a snarky comment next time instead.
Make a snarky comment.
Well, the great comment
just be
was
nice.
We should have given her what? A Prince album?
A Prince album. Here, go study.
See, that would have been funny. Hey, you know what? We're going to give you a Prince album. So now you'll know next time.
Right. It sounds like you're saying you're going to give her a Prince Albert.
Yes. We're going to pierce your penis.
Oh, speaking of pierced penises,
I
watched the first episode of You, the new season, and we talked about it the other day, how there it is, right there.
Prince Albert.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Wow. What is Prince Albert? Is that the helmet?
Google it.
No, you can go Google that.
Yeah, go Google that.
It's where you have
your
little
phone. Don't do it.
Your little open area at the end of your wiener dinger. You pierce it in the bottom.
The entrance to the urethra, Franklin.
It's got to be that's got to be painful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course. I would hope so.
Right, was there a Prince Albert?
Yes.
Why was it named?
There were
that?
Several. I don't know that. Go look that up.
Okay.
Yeah, Google that. But yeah,
you have Prince Albert in a can.
In a can. Right.
You better let him know what about.
Hey, you know the thing is, I bet that hurts. Of course it hurts. Unless you're like known as old leather dick.
But I wonder if it like gives
you know
satisfaction.
No. He didn't feel
like sexual satisfaction. It must. Why would you do it?
For who?
Like I said,
maybe both.
It chipped my tooth once.
Wow. Oh.
What are you learning?
The piercing gets its name from a rumor that's circulating that claiming Prince Albert, the husband of Queen Victoria, got a penis piercing in his 20s.
Oh.
That definitely had to hurt back then.
I'm sure it hurts no matter what year it is.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Huh. I'm going to Hawaii fairly soon on our vacation.
Nice.
And they have a traditional way of tattooing where they use a chisel and like bang it into your skin to get the tattoo. Uh-huh. I think I want to get one.
They tap it.
Yes.
They tap the ink into your skin.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really painful, but I guess it's traditional and beautiful, and I want to get one.
Where do you want to put it?
On my hand.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we'll see. But my parents will be with me, and they're going to cock block that a lot, so I'm going to have to sneak around and do it.
Well, you just said it on a show.
Yeah. They don't watch this, do they? This.
No, I'm sure.
They don't like us.
Our conversation leading up to this point probably got him to turn us on. What a day today. We had Shaggy on talking about his commercial in the Super Bowl last night, the Jeep commercial. And we also had Ava Max here in the studio. She was lovely. We had a good day.
It was a good day.
I thought we'd all be dragging because the Super Bowl was yesterday.
Before we were walking into the studio, you know what she did? Which I firmly appreciate as a sign of trust. She goes, okay, booger check. And she lifted her head up. No. She wanted me to look for boogers.
Oh, that was nice.
Did you find any? I didn't see any.
If you do it, can you get the booger?
Yeah, yeah, you see the booger on the ceiling? That's been there since we got here.
There was no chips in the dip?
No chips in it. No bats in the cave. No hangers. Nothing.
No.
It's great.
Booger on the ceiling. Wasn't there a song by Lionel Richie? Not funny. Why? You shouldn't laugh at everything I say.
Hey, Elvis.
Yes.
By the way, you know what else happened today?
What?
Our episode of Serial Killers dropped.
Oh.
Remember the one we recorded?
Oh.
Well,
you know what? I'm... I love doing serial killers with you, but there's no way I'll ever be as great as you and Andrew together.
Wow. Andrew was supposed to record again today. Guess what? Oh, couldn't do it.
Really?
Well, it's early. He can still do it, can't he?
Maybe you could stick around a little later, and you can record it when he's free.
No, because then I'm not free.
Right. So it's all about your schedule.
Well, Scotty's got a busy day. He's got to caption his picture with Ava Max for Facebook.
He already did. I didn't caption.
What's your caption?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He said he's either going with one of us is sweet, one of us is psycho, or
no, you're
what
not.
What was the other one?
What?
King or queen?
Oh, I'm the king. She's the queen.
He has both of them up there because it's already posted. Oh, I wish Andrew was on Facebook because I only do this to make him nuts. One of us is sweet, one of us is psycho. Come to think of it, there's also a king and a queen. Okay, it's Ava Max and a doof named Scott.
Oh my goodness.
Scotty.
He loves it.
When my kids would say, oh, Mom, that's so cringe.
Scotty loves it.
It's very cringe. My kids aren't on Facebook, so I don't care.
I gave you guys one of the best dad jokes of all time.
Oh, my God. Weekend. Hang on. Can I pull it up?
How does a cat grill its steak?
How?
I like that. What is wrong with us?
But actually, it was a video of a guy dressed up in a cat suit. And he's at the grill. He turns around and goes, is that the joke I gave you?
It was very funny.
That's cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
Very funny.
Another reason for your kids to hate us.
Speaking of Ava Max, can we have some rules, though, where if we have like a night out the night before, like a Super Bowl night, that we don't have a guest in studio?
No.
Because those days, we have to actually put extra effort in, you know, to look a little more decent than normal.
No.
So, you know, like the day before vacation, like I know Deanna doesn't like guests right before we go on vacation, and neither does Allie, because they have to edit the video and they have to do all these things.
Can so I just, man?
For them, you know, they
She can't defend herself. Hey, Chatty Cathy.
What?
First of all, it's your job to come in here, no matter what day it is.
I know,
but
I'd like to look like shit. I don't want to.
You don't look like shit. That's the issue. You don't look like shit. You look awesome.
Well, I appreciate that, but I had to put the effort in. I wouldn't have put the effort in if Ava Max was on the schedule.
You should put effort in every day.
Scotty, defend me here. What are you doing?
I'm 100% with you.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
100%?
100%. Shut up, Scotty.
And Deanna, go back to your caption. Don't you feel the same way? Like, if we're leaving for vacation, you don't want to edit a video.
I don't have vacation when you guys have vacation.
Deanna, help me out here.
Oh, God. I don't know why, but hey, no offense. I know what you guys all get paid. Show up and do your job.
All right.
That argument.
I had to come in today to host this thing. I don't have any brain cells left.
Yeah, how did you say you dressed today? Like Rosie O'Donnell?
I just like Rosie.
Oh, my gosh. Rosie O'Donnell chic?
I drove my Subaru from downtown to uptown.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell? On top?
My kayak's on top.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell just get into Rihanna's man's DMs? Yes.
No, that was Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Yeah, Roseanne.
Don't confuse the two.
Roseanne DMs people.
Yeah. She said, when you're done with Rihanna, give me a call or something like that. Yeah.
Shooting my shot.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got, you missed an A on the Roseanne. Nah, dude. What are we talking about? Anything?
It's a full day.
I got friends coming into town. We're going to go paint the town fuchsia. It's supposed to be a beautiful day in New York City today.
75 degrees.
So we're going to go out and just continue. Since I didn't eat or go too crazy last night with Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to have Monday fun day.
Hell yeah.
So I'll be useless tomorrow. Kind of like you were today.
Oh, okay. Nate, you can practice before we go. How are you going to let people down nicely? What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Sign off with being nice to everybody.
He can't.
You didn't do that great.
No.
You didn't suck that bad.
No, Nate!
You really shit the bed. You shit the bed.
You didn't shit the whole bed.
Just part of it.
Just a small part.
Then you rolled over and slept on the clean side.
There you go.
No, you got to say, better luck next time.
Loser.
We're sending you a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Better luck next time. We're going to send you a t-shirt.
Gandhi. She used to be a producer of a show.
All right.
She knows how to do it.
Yeah, you need to practice before those children come.
I'll get my filter.
Please do.
We got to go.
That took too long for you to like it. No,
we really should get out of here. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.